transformation of Moses who met God. Exodus chapter 34, verses 28 to 35. Let us turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verses 28 to 35. Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or drinking water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, so Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him, and he spoke to them. Afterward all the Israelites came near him, and he gave them all the commands the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. When Moses finished speaking to them, he put a veil over his face. But whenever he entered the Lord's presence to speak with him, he removed the veil until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, they saw that his face was radiant. Then Moses would put the veil back over his face until he went in to speak with the Lord. When God created human beings, he created them in a way so that through faces of human beings, personality, character, and hearts could be read. If you closely look at the faces of people, you can see whether they are in joy, anger or sorrow. That is why it is said a face of a person is a mirror, as we are able to see the mind of that person through the face. When you are happy, face becomes bright, and when you are down, sadness shows through the face. When there is anger in the heart, it shows through the face. Have a look at Cain, who was the first murderer in human history. In Genesis, chapter 4, verse 6, God pointed out to Cain about what caused the change in his facial expression. Facial expression, complexion here means is the color of the face. It was because on the face of Cain, there was anger of a murderer already. Also, it has been said that the face tells about the life that the person has lived so far. Lincoln said that if you are over the age of 40, you need to be responsible for your face. Until the about age of 20 to 30, your face has characteristics inherited from parents. However, when you are over the age of 40, face tells about how that person has lived the life till then. Whether the person has lived a happy life, or an unhappy life, has lived a genuine life or a life full of lies. In today's word, we see Moses. He fasted and prayed for 40 days and he received the Ten Commandments from God. When he was coming down from Mount Sinai, his face was shining. When the people saw Moses' radiant face, it was so bright, they could not look at him, so they covered his face with a veil. The radiance on Moses' face, would this have been a result of a coincidence? No. This was what he looked like after he met God. In verse 29, it says, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. This was what Moses' face looked like after he experienced the grace of God. The light radiating from his face was what the man controlled by the Spirit of God had. This time, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that when you go out of this worship service, you would be radiating with the light of God like Moses was. More than anything else, Moses that met God had a change in his face. Let us read verse 29. It was what the face of Moses was like on Mount Sinai after he met God. The radiance that appeared on the face was what he had after meeting God. Moses said that he talked with the Lord and the skin of his face shone. As in verse 28, he fasted and prayed for 40 days, Moses' heart that was with God on Mount Sinai, would have been fully filled with the Spirit of God. This status of his heart was shown through on the face and his face radiated. The change of faith begins from the heart. Jesus as well, emphasized changes need to take place from the heart within. Heart is important, prostitutes do not have problems in their clothes or their faces. The issue is in their hearts. When the heart is corrupt, deprived, they live a corrupt life. It is not a knife that kills people. A heart that cannot control its anger, rage in the heart causes a person to commit murder. It is because the heart is the source that moves people's thoughts and actions. Solomon also said in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 like this. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. The Bible described the human hearts as the bowl. The value of a bowl changes depending on what is in it. If there are gold, silver jewels, it is a jewelry box. If dirty things are contained in a bowl, then it becomes a trash bin. It is the same story with mankind. If there is a sin in a heart, then that person becomes a sinner. If there is an evil thing in a person, then that person becomes a wicked person. If God is inside a person, then that person becomes a believer. What do you think an issue of these days is? An issue is not in polities, economy, but it in the heart. But we do not worry about the wrong heart. These days, a lot of crime cases are parasites. Husbands kill their wives, children kill their parents, and parents kill their young children. These unimaginable things are taking place even in family relationships countless times. Desolate and broken hearts are creating our society to be broken. Trees need to have healthy roots so that these would bear good fruit. In the same way, hearts, which are invisible, need to be healthy. Radiance that was on the face of Moses was the face that met God face to face. It was the face that experienced the grace from the heart. Moses was the prince of Pharaoh and he enjoyed wealth and glory for 40 years. There was no mention at all that he had radiance or happiness on his face. However, even though he was in the hardship in the wilderness, after he met God, his face was shining. This is what the person who experienced grace looks like. It has been said that the face of a person gets made from the heart. As the face of Moses that met God was shining, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that your face would be also shining. Changes took place in Moses' life. Let us read verse 30. People noticed the changes in Moses. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant. That is right. Grace does not stay inside us only. It gets reflected through our lives. Even though Moses does not speak about it, people noticed radiance on his face and they knew it. That is right. Changes in us as well get noticed from our closest family members or from those around us. So, in the 1 John, chapter 4, verse 9, it says, "This is how God showed his love among us, he sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is agape love that God has given us without any condition attached." But, these days, I feel that love seems to have changed into a thoroughly self-centered and selfish love. Take a closer look at the things we say we love. We can feel how selfish love can be. For example, when we have pets at home, we cuddle pets and sometimes kiss our pets. Some people really love pets. But, one day I saw a dog that could not bark, and as it seemed that this dog was having a cold, this dog seemed it was not able to make any noise. So, I asked, "Why is this so?" And I was told that this dog had a surgery that it would not bark. Dog is not able to talk, but if it was possible to talk, it would blame on the owner. This is somewhat selfish love of human beings. Dog needs to be able to bark if it is a dog. If you really love flowers, then we should not pluck them to put in a vase. We should leave flowers on the field as they are so that they could grow in a free way. This is the way to love flowers. If you love birds, you should not put them in a cage. You should make them fly away freely in the sky, and that is the way to love the birds. Fish does not feel happy in a tank. It would be happy if it was let go in a river or sea, so that it would be happy. We are loving in a selfish way. It is because the standard is set on our own standard. But, towards Christians, the Lord said that we are the salt and the light of the world. If salt is molten and absorbed, it gives taste, and if the light shines, darkness goes away. You need to be the salt that makes the food tasty, as the core ingredient, to the world. We need to shine the light to the dark places. When Moses met God, changes did not only take place on his face. People saw these changes in Moses and followed him. And from the moment that they came out of Egypt with Moses, as said in Exodus, chapter 40, verse 38, so the cloud of the Lord was over the tabernacle by day, and fire was in the cloud by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel during all their travels. People saw the work of God that was with Moses, and every single person followed him. When God was with Moses, even though he was walking through the wilderness, he did not worry about what he would wear, what he would eat, and where he would stay. In Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 4, it says, your clothes did not wear out and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. It means that God took care of all their needs. In Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 2, it says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, the flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. In the world that we live in, there are trials like passing the river, hardships like crossing in the middle of the fire, at times, illnesses and painful moments come along too. However, do not be afraid. God said, he will be with us, and that the water would not make us drown, fire would not harm us, and that he will protect us. He is God of our salvation. Like Moses, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that your life would be the one that God is with. Moses was transformed even till the time of his death. Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verse 7 says, Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were not weak nor his strength gone. Moses' eyes were not dimmed until the end. This means that although when we refer to the eyes, we mean the physical eyes, but the eyes of faith that look up to God, also did not get weakened. Some people, at a later stage of their life, have weaker vision so that they are not able to distinguish what is good and evil, do not know what kind of mission and calling God has put in their lives, and the eyes of faith get blurred. Some people do not look at God, and many people even become miserable. But in the case of Moses, eyes that looked upon God did not get weakened till the very end. Also, Moses did not lose his strength. God gave him the blessing of good health. Until he died at the age of 120 years old, his faith did not get weakened. Spirituality towards God did not get weakened, his passion for mission did not weaken, and God gave him a blessing of having a good health. The beginning and the process are important for people, but the end result is more important. Rather than how long a person has lived for, how a person has lived the life is more important. Moses' death was a blessed ending, before people and also before God. Everyone was saddened at the death of Moses, and it was a death that completed all the missions he was assigned with. Even he lived a long life, he was blessed with good health. Also, the eyes of faith that looked upon God did not get weaker till the very end. Also, he had a blessing of having a spiritual strength. My dear family in Christ, have a look at the transformation that took place in Moses that met God. From the heart within, changes took place, and these were shown through his face. His face radiated, and he enjoyed the grace that God was with him through his life. Even in his death, he was blessed. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that in this world which is like a wilderness, you will see God face to face like Moses, and you will have victory in the path of faith. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.